Thank you very much, and thank you very much to Paul for encouraging me several times to come back here. I think it's 10 years since I've been here, and this still remains the most lively poetry group I know, and I'm feeling terribly humbled by how frank and spontaneous you all were writing all that poetry. I'm going to start with some new poetry so that the adventure kind of makes up for the fear of exposure. Paul has been saying for a few years, will you come over again? And I've been saying, oh, I haven't been writing, I've got academic books to write. And when I do, I feel that I think in a different way. I think in a much more linear way. But with the holidays, I've had two poems come to me. And the first one was when I was on holiday in Harris. And I'm interested in how difficult it is for humans to live in the present. And that's what this one's about. I think I'll read in English first, because then people who know Irish will get a bit of a help with what the Gaelic might be. Reading on holiday. With no electricity and satisfied by yesterday's walk, we use the morning light to read. Four fair young heads and my grey one bent over our books. We're together yet apart at different times in different places. Howard's End, St. Petersburg, Japan. At our feet, two dogs and a cat twitch their ears at a buzzing fly at the turning of each page. Eleag Smalai Kinsura. I'm in Tai Gunjalan, I guess Buyach Jin Khosh and Jay, Klakish and Solas Namatnia, Gus Leag. Kehith Keen, Walker Vanas, Macham Silia, Krupja Har Lorichin. Hashim Kolag, Ash Faye, Ek Amin and Jifricha, Najik and Jifricha, Howard's End, Baranu Fatrick, St. Japan. Ek Artasan, Dahu is Kat, Makasan, Na cluasan a pripag ri cron an cúlig, rishtach gach dúlig, gachondag. Now, there's no fool like an old fool. I came here a week early and I did a course in Connemara and experienced industrial scale Gaelic Irish teaching. And the young girls who were student teachers were very nice to me and they asked me to the pub. But I didn't go and I went for a solitary walk by myself. And I was kind of shocked to see the Burren over in County Clare as I walked along by on the shores of Connemara. And I remembered a holiday I had had with my mum, who's 93 now. And being a poet and a bit of a sucker for loss, I felt rather sad to see these grey hills almost like gravestones. She's not dead yet. So that's what this poem's about. And I wrote it in English. I wrote it in English the first night I wrote it. To my mother in old age. It's a premonition of a time without you. To be standing on the shore of Connemara, looking at the Burren in County Clare, whose grey hills hold a memory of you, crouching down in the sunny grass, enthralled by the colourful flowers in the grikes. The stones on the beach are like white eggs. The pale sand shifts with the tide. I laugh out loud at a perching rock. There's still time, it seems to say, despite Moher's plunging cliffs, despite the islands floating out to the west. Laden brambles grab at my legs with some bittersweet sign as I cross the fields up from the sea on a rough path with browning ferns. I struggle to find a breach in the winding dikes onto the road where the cars roar by. Now, I was interested when that poem came to me because I haven't been writing for a while, and I felt that this poem came to me in a different sort of way. It came to me not as allegory, but all as experience, all as physical, emotional experience. And with chats I've had with Paddy this last couple of days about Avergill and and the sort of identification with the land, I was interested to write this. Now, the second day on the Gaelic course, the Irish course, the young girls went out to the pub again, and I didn't quite feel able for it. So I'm ashamed to say this. I tried to write it in Irish. And it's interesting to write in Irish because in Scottish Gaelic, we don't have a present tense. Apparently that's the effect of Pictish and Peakelter languages. And we have to make paraphrastic presents, have me a tian of something rather than janin. So Irish is able to be more concentrated. And then my dear co-poets, Breeze, Nibor and Ashaw, and Porrick, Paddy helped me with my Irish and polished it. And now I'll shed some more light on it too, and I'll try to read it. The Mawohar in a Shanish. Is tour na haspachta, a ta le chacht. Eve ima hasav, mar tata chonamara, a fairin jwem ar murin. Agus kafne ag a crick liaha ort, agus tu a da gochitcha, ar im veir grianwar. Fwy greacht, ag blohane da hul nan griach. Is cosu le hifracha na clocha ar im tro, Bogan and Genya Flation Taja. Banam Karak Luaska God Asam. Maravyakshi Agro Nilan Town Kocha Foss. Inanyan Gaira Alcha and Mohar. Inanyan Anilon, a snob sheer. Beren Adrishoga, Graeme Smerach and Mohosa. Marhuara, the Taijer Harav is finished. Marhasnian, the Parkin of Hus and Warriga. A choson garaf tri ranioch un. Strachnam le bialach a aal tri na cleach a caster, bydzi yn boha, le carina a sgiordig hart. Well, it's a one-off and maybe it's a one only. Well, I'll read a few poems about the land. I'm from Edinburgh originally, and I stay in Skye now, and I'm interested to see how many different ways, how you can't look at the land neutrally, but you always bring some baggage, emotional or cultural, to it. This poem is about Elgol, a famous beauty spot in Skye. Elgol, two views. I looked at the old postcard. The houses like a growth from the soil, the peaks towering above them a sign of the majesty of God before an amenity was made of mountains, or a divide between work and play, between the sacred and the secular. And I passed the picture to the old man. Does it make you sad, Lachie? I asked as he scrutinised it in silence. Sad? Not at all. I just couldn't place her for a moment. And he pointed to a cow in the foreground. That's Yellow Lady, Red Lady's second calf. I'd know any cow, you know, that belonged here in my lifetime. So I was put in my place. Yalgo da Hiala. Choyed me in Chown Kashfusht, the Tehen Maras as in Tabu. Na hwnican na'n batl yn os yn cywn, na'n corig i'r môr ych iei, bys dy'r ein i'r gynnes dy fiantyn, na'r sgarag etor opedd ys ffos, etor y nŵf sy'n sylwta. Ys hi'n mi chwn y bot i chi. Fel sy'n cwr cyn o'r ys oes dyl ac i ddeun i chi, y sen o host gysgrwta. Hai, o sio chan i'n eichydd, sy'n cain i'r gynnania fach am oes e, ac yn stiwr efi bof a ffasgorn sy'n tylyf. Sy'n yn ledu fwyaf, yn ddarn a ddwg gael ei ledu fic, gan i gynnes ac at bos yn mi a fwnnig gan atio rym fio. I've come with romantic feelings to look at the landscape too. And this is a poem set in the landscape of Lewis, which has been heavily depopulated between clearance and emigration and in the 20th century too. To the point that I heard one young man say that in the summer there are houses there, but lights there, but in the winter his mother's was the only light on. And I had to use it as some sort of objective correlative for my own mournful feelings. 100 windows shone. You said 100 windows shone 100 years back in your township, but tonight only your mother's sends its light over the broken moor. I know that same desolation in the emptiness in myself, with no glimmer from you to tell me where you are. So I've hung up my lamp, and light floods the threshold. Hoshtu gan lasa kiat unyak kiat blian edash na devala. Pan agel anoch kak jay devahar a jarsa kan amon jay pristja. Ani ki mi anun ukniach sa nasa lach on amhin. Gan atcho chi in vuads a yish a skok vilu aun. Gat a chroch mi ma lamp an asht skadal solas a dorshtu kan stashni. Well, I'll read a few poems about the language and the connection with Gaelic and the landscape. This one's called Tolachas, Happiness. Happiness. Often have I seen them come together, two old friends, two crofters, who after a brief murmured greeting will stand wordlessly together, side by side, not facing each other, and look out on the land whose ways and memories unite them, breathe in the air and the scent of tobacco and damp and lambskin, in the certain knowledge that talk would hamper that expansive communion, would break in on their golden awareness of all there is between them. Is trich cochonic mi at chinrichele, Chis sham yolach, chis crutcherin. Is in jay van blav yanachug, shesiat kola, gunach kultuvuk, tu frituv, canaun ivy ei. See it a koyat a marked in talu, a hummus na ilchen in urachaina, taring anil, is kuriach tombachka, furig is spood in lua. Is in jonas achkun kudig kainch, bachkug, is a hummunachug orviat, gumbrisha giestach, is a mohachug. It na haun de gulachas, etter. I'll read a poem in English. My last collection was mostly in English. I wrote it from a story that my partner told me about the travellers coming out to the houses and how there's a lot of superstition about not refusing them. And in this particular story, it's as if there's a sense of karma. I said I wanted to buy a drink today so I would get the karma. I must have been in preparation for this poem. But what goes around comes around. And in this case, it was a case of a life being saved, really. Gift. The doctor pronounced the boy bald for good. The scabs on his head had never healed. So the ticker woman gave birth in their house. Her waters broke as she stood at the door, and they took her in till she was ready for the road. When the new baby was washed and slept, she went to the woods at the back of the house and gathered the leaves for a potion and a paste, and the sores soon faded from the boy's scalp, and his hair grew in, crinkled and strong like wire. And that was the hair his sister grabbed as he went down a third time between the waves, that she wouldn't let go of, but hauled on and held till his fingers found a ledge on the slippery rock, and she pulled and he pushed, and it collapsed on the top. Now, I moved to Skye when my son was five. And I had a certain agenda for him, which he completely didn't comply with. Islander, I brought you here to speak a language you little care for. to play the pipes, perhaps, or at least to sing. But it's rock you listen to back and forth from school. As you leave, I see you belong here in ways I hadn't thought of. Your loyalty to your friends, your inability to sneer or boast, and now your tears. And I am proud. Ilanach. Hog me and Shogu, Gus Khan and Avrian, as Nakil Uriakut. Gus a feeble cloak is daughter, look who you, Gus and Shenictu. Ach, Barok, a clinictu, it ash the day in Skog. Bargolas to, Anikimi Kumbunu, Kamachasa, and a doyen Vishnachradu lakumi. That yield shirk to the Harichin, Gantu Vakat Ritarkish, no host, Axanisht, not yours. Is Hamok. I was in a workshop that had 10 computer scientists and 10 writers, artists, composers. And my remit was to write a poem of 20 lines in which the words computer and loch would appear. And I was interested to think about, I'm interested in using Gaelic dolichas to say something about our contemporary state. And I was interested to think about the internet and the other worlds. The other world as being timeless and time bending and space bending. Thank you. And it came to me when I came upon a loch, one of these lochs up in the hills, a very rectangular loch, a peculiarly rectangular loch. And Windows has a blue screen. If it changed its colour, maybe I wouldn't have got the same image. But that's how I came to this poem. Loch Computer, a love poem. Loch enumers my treasure, cradled in sphagnum, high in the hills between arms of rock, with lobelia pricking its peaty waters. And I think of you as I do, not for the brown of your eyes, nor the bob cotton white of your school shirts, but for the blue of the loch and of my longing, and the blue of the computer when I turn it on, to plunge unobserved to that other world of refracted lights slanting on goose flesh, where love's first algorithms bubble from the mould and burst on the surface in rings of pitch and silver. I think I was thinking about trysting with fairies and unsocial, disallowed relationships that the computer can allow again. Loch computer, she made loch in numeth, pasture sabonji, gahars and slave to let a garden and clicker, and dushka mediki gahaha clay flour and loch. I guess higgle for mother, mar higgle. Chanawn i'r sgad dyniad dy hwylen o gilet a chani i dy leint yn sgolar, ac i'r sgad gwrm yn loch yn ys gwrm yn miarca, ac ys gwrm y computer nid ychwrs mi iddo. Gwrs yn tŵr mi gwynist dyn tŵr iddo, ffyn yn byd solus y ffyr y bydd craich yn cyrca, ac ys alagrym y hyd gwyl y bwlwg y gyngrwnt, sy'n plwsgau gyda nhw ychyr, yn ffain yn charl. This heritage. And I'll finish with a very short poem. I'll finish with a short poem about transience. I sometimes think that's what I use poetry for, to commemorate. Thank you, very kind. I would lose my place without you. I sort of based it on the idea of Welsh triads. There are about three things, so there are four lines. Tri rutun, ifan dia echkin. fáinne gorm, mhúl botich, djáurach na kreinne, trahón árt, bóa frós, risolus na gialich. Trí rútin idh an léach loinjin, dunia a crona rea fíb, plúsga ga bialich san uocha, dóran a dolfóar. Trí rútin idh an lé arrekin, bánia idh anam bóidh, an saurug idh leaun fyrt trumadich. Shunach Sachalia. Three things have seen. The blue rim round an old man's eye. The sun glimpsed through a towering wave, a rainbow by moonlight. Three things have heard. A man humming to his pipes. Broom pods cracking in the heat. An otter diving. Three things have smelled, milk on a calf's breath, the summer in elderflower beer, a fox in the woods. Grandma.